This program sponsored by Vision One Golf. Hit it straighter, hit it further. Putt like a maniac. VisionOneGolf.com. Hi, this is Peter Brusso from PodcastingForLawyers.com. I was recently at the Bar Convention, California State Bar Convention in Anaheim, California, and I got a chance and ran into Ed Pohl, fabulous person that helps out a lot of lawyers. Got a chance to get an interview with him at a very popular booth, so the noise is up a little bit, the background noise, that is. So, without any further ado, let's listen to my interview with Ed Pohl.
Hi, this is Peter Brusso for PodcastingForLawyers.com. I'm sitting here with Ed Pohl. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much.
Ed, I was enamored by your background, and obviously being from a legal world here, we're in a, for all these lawyers, and Podcasting for Lawyers, that's why we're here. But I want, what do you do for lawyers? I mean, you're outside CEO, have a laundry list of books and great accomplishments. What do you do specifically for attorneys or attorney firms?
Basically, what we do is we help lawyers focus in their practice on the bottom line. We help them increase their revenues, we help them increase, which is the top line, and we help them increase their profits, which is the bottom line.
And how do you do that?
We do that by a number of ways. We coach them to do improvements. We provide consulting services. We publish a number of books. I've written 11 books over the last 15 years on specifically management of a law practice.
I read on your flyer, because I wasn't able to get your website, but I did read your flyer, and one of the things that struck me is just like gold. I mean, it's like hit me out of the left field was, you said every successful athlete has a good coach. Why not an attorney?
That's right.
And boy, I thought, wow.
Well, you can go through the top sports in this country. Football, Herschel Walker talked about having a coach. Brett Favre had a coach when he was in high school that taught him what to do to get to the pros and be as successful as he is. Tiger Woods, top golfer. And before he's done, unless there's an accident in the interim, he will become the greatest golfer of all time. He said, for publication, he never goes out to the greens without a coach. Lance Armstrong, greatest cyclist ever, 7 times Tour de France winner in my sport, cycling, which is what I love to do, is coached by Chris Carmichael. That's, you know, you get to be the top with a coach. And one of the interesting things is that the people who are smart stay with the coach even after they've reached the top, because they want to stay at the top. A classic example of that is Michelle Kwan in figure skating. She fired her coach after winning several national championships. The next entry, she lost. She then went back and hired not the same coach, but a different coach. And it was because of the coaching process that she won the next national championship.
You know, it would strike me, too, that I think that in law school and law firms, they might teach you how to be a good lawyer, but they don't teach you how to be a good businessman.
They don't teach lawyers or law students anything about the practical world. When you come out of law school, what you're qualified to do is read appellate opinions. Literally, you don't even know where the courthouse is. So when you get into a practice with somebody, they're kind of mentoring you to get into the car and know where to go to the courthouse. And then you learn how to be a lawyer. But even there, you don't learn how to be a business person. You don't learn the business side of the profession that you've chosen to enter. And what ethicists in the legal community and what law school professors really fail to understand is that we are in a profession, a loving, caring profession. But we have to act in a business-like way. You know, there's an expression that says you can't do good by your client until you do well for yourself. And if you forget that, you invade your client trust account. So I view what I do not only as helping and protecting lawyers, but also protecting the public. Because if I'm able to help them make enough money to put good food on their table, they're not going to be tempted to invade their client trust account.
You're also unique, it strikes me, and I've been in business for 25 years and marketing and inventing stuff and helping people and moving out. One of the things that struck me that was really different with you is not only can you be their personal coach, but you can also coach them or help them in their business, their consulting in the business. Is that true?
Yes, I put the two together. In other words, I'm not going to teach them how to be a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to teach them, you know, where the case citations are. That's something that they should know. I will teach them, however, how to be more effective with their clients, mm-hmm. how to be more efficient in their practice, and therefore how to be more profitable. Mm-hmm. I have recently trademarked a phrase that I think is appropriate for the issue that you raise, and that is, I call it the three-dimensional lawyer.
Okay.
The three-dimensional lawyer essentially is like a stool with three legs. Mm-hmm. It's the legal expertise that they get when they come out of law school. They get that every day they're in practice. They're learning something new. The other side is the business acumen. Most lawyers fail to have this. It's teachable, and that's
right.
what I do.
Right.
And then the third side is sort of the life balance, mm-hmm. how to remain sane while doing all of this stuff. Mm-hmm.
Ed, I was reading on your threefold brochure some wonderful, wonderful testimonials, and those are always good things. Can you give us a couple of success stories, maybe at least one good success story that was maybe you thought, boy, this is going to be a heck of a challenge, and wow, you know, we fell in the stream and came up with our boots full of fish kind of thing?
Well, there are two that I can highlight for you that I think are really quite interesting. One is where there was a senior associate in a firm, a mid-sized firm, and he was having trouble with his supervising attorney, a partner in the firm. And because of our coaching and working together, I was able to suggest ways that he could actually take the sting out of the supervising attorney. There is nothing that supervising attorney saw good in my client's work. Now, it wasn't that the work was bad, it was that the supervising attorney had an axe to grind. He had a complex of one sort or another. And my client had a knee-jerk reaction to that stuff, which was also not rational at the moment. And so I was able to work with him and show him how he could work with this other attorney and take the sting out of it and actually neutralize that attorney. The net result of it was that he was made partner in the firm.
No way.
And now he's an equal to this other lawyer.
Wow.
Because he was able, through my eyes and my coaching,
right.
to see how he could ignore the negative part, focus on the positive part, and then demonstrate his value to the law firm.
Right.
Now, that's, you know, if I were to put numbers to it, it's probably a couple $100,000 a year on an ongoing basis that my client benefits as a result of my service.
Right.
There's another client that I worked with who is in Europe, and she called me one day, actually on a Sunday. One of the things that I do is I tell my clients I'm available. It's a service business, and I'm available, therefore, 24/7. If you've got a challenge, you're not going to wait till the next appointed time when we're supposed to speak. You got a challenge now. You need an answer now. You pick up the phone and you call me. Well, she did. And it happened to be a Sunday, and I was doing something else, so I stopped because I realized the importance of it. The issue for her was that her partner, in effect, pulled the rug out of the firm.
Wow.
And intended to take all the business away with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because of what I suggested that she do, and this was just a preliminary suggestion, we continued to work on it, you know, over a period of time. But as a result of my preliminary advice to her, she was able, number one, to reduce her stress.
Uh-huh.
Number two, she was able to see what she could do on a positive way for herself,
right.
for her own protection.
Wow.
The net result of that process was that she wound up with the firm, and the guy who tried to pull the plug from her wound up on his own, isolated.
Wow.
He did not take the clients with him. Nor did he take any of the staff with him. They all remained with my client.
Is that right?
The net result to her instantly was a minimum of $400,000.
Wow. Yeah.
Those are two really terrific success stories.
You know, it's just fun to see. And I read one of the lawyers was like within a couple of months of losing his house and everything else.
Yes.
And if you do the same things over and over and over again, you can't get a different result. And
that's
where
right.
it seemed to me that he was stuck in the mode of he kept only then working harder, doing the same thing that wasn't working for him, right? And got a hold of you, and in short order, you turned the whole thing around.
Well, that particular attorney that you're talking about not only did not lose his house, but now he has moved out of his house where he had his office. He had his office in an adjunct to the house.
Right.
He's now moved out of there into a legitimate office space. He has hired two lawyers, not just one, to help him. And now he's got a legitimate firm and is in the growth mode.
Wow. So, you know, I think, and I'm a true believer in coaching as well. I mean, I'm a martial artist, so I coach my entire, everybody that's a student of mine. And you watch and see them grow nicely. And then you see other people that just don't, and they don't have a coach. They don't even have a dad.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times a coach kind of becomes your dad in a way, you know. And, and that coach can say things to you that other people can't really say to you very
well.
That's
right. One of my clients once said to me when we were done with a particular session, he said to me, "You know, that's the best therapy session I've ever had."
Oh, boy. Hey, that's great. Well, Ed, I really appreciate you coming on podcastingforlawyers.com and telling us about you. And I'm sure we'll see more of you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.